Welcome to the News Corp European Open podcast on the 21st of November 2025. Asia-Pac stocks fell across the board as the Wall Street sell-off reverberated through the region despite no fresh catalysts, with sentiment cautious across FX and commodities. The dollar index was flat, Japanese debt futures steadied after losses, and Japan signalled possible intervention before dollar-yen hits 160. US stocks closed sharply lower after an early rally driven by Nvidia's strong results reversed into heavy selling with no clear catalyst. AI valuations remained a concern, and Goldman Sachs warned of $39 billion in potential hedge fund equity sales. The SPX fell 1.56%, the NDX dropped 2.38%, the DJI lost 0.84%, and the RUT declined 1.82%. On the Fed, US Treasury Secretary Bessent said the Fed should continue its cutting cycle while monitoring data. Fed Scoresby said the 2% inflation goal is a sacred promise, adding he is uneasy about inflation and front-loading cuts. He warned of AI investment risks and noted job growth has slowed without clear signs of recession. Fed Paulson said she is cautious ahead of December's decision and stressed balancing inflation and labor risks. JP Morgan no longer expects a December Fed cut, reversing its prior forecast of a 25 basis point reduction. Asia-Pac stocks mirrored Wall Street's sell-off, with the ASX 200 weighed by miners and gold names, the Nikkei 225 pressured by metals, and Chinese indices recovering modestly from soft opens. US equity futures steadied, while European futures pointed to a weaker open. In FX, the dollar index traded flat in a narrow range. Euro and cable were quiet ahead of PMI data. Dollar-yen fluctuated between 157.10 and 157.54, despite verbal intervention from Japan's finance minister Katayama, who said FX intervention is an option. Japanese CPI matched forecasts, with PMIs noting rising input costs. Antipodean slightly outperformed, and the PBOC set the yuan midpoint at 708.75. 10-year treasuries held a mild upward bias, German debt was steady, and Japanese debt futures recovered some losses, as Katayama said Japan would maintain fiscal discipline to retain market trust. Over to commodities, crude futures softened amid risk aversion and US-led Ukraine peace efforts, while gold stayed subdued and copper drifted lower. Crypto markets extended losses, with Bitcoin under $85,500 and Ethereum at a four-month low. In Asia, Japan's cabinet approved a 21.3 trillion yen stimulus package, with Katayama reiterating intervention readiness and commitment to sound finances. BOJ Governor Ueda said a weak yen lifts inflation and that FX volatility affects price expectations. Bloomberg reported Japan may act before dollar-yen reaches 160. Singapore raised its 2025 GDP forecast to 4%. In the UK, consumer confidence fell to 1.9, while Brussels prepared to warn Italy over its golden power rules. Looking ahead, highlights includes November's UK, Eurozone and US flash PMI. Other data include September US real weekly earnings, Canadian retail sales and November US University of Michigan. Speakers include ECB's De Guindos, Lagarde, Nagel, Fed's Williams, Barr, Jefferson, Logan and SMB's Schlegel. Thank you for listening. For up-to-date market news and access to the exclusive analyst chat, please check out the service.